You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This episode of the JRE Review is brought to you by Inkabooch. Inkabooch is a new kind of kombucha, combining all the probiotic benefits of other kombuchas with the antioxidant benefits of purple corn-infused tea. Purple corn has some of the highest levels of antioxidants in the plant kingdom, and combined with kombucha, results in a powerhouse of nutrition. Visit Inkabooch.com to check out their great selection of drinks, including spice berry and ginger coconut. Now, I'm excited for this episode of the JRE Review because I will be reviewing the conversation between Joe Rogan and Theo Von in episode 1225. Theo is one of my favorite comedians, and over the last few years, it's just been blowing up. And not just that, his comedy has improved so much as well. I mean, he is just another level of silliness. This conversation really shows that there's so many hilarious parts. I mean, when it comes to a funny guest on the Rogan podcast, I don't know if there's anyone else that really pulls it out of Joe. These two are just absolutely hilarious. I mean, of course, Diaz is very funny when he's on, and Tom and Bert Kreischer and Ari, but, you know, there's just something so random and so silly about Theo. Absolutely love it. And yeah, let's get to reviewing. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So in this episode, we're talking about Joe Rogan's conversation with Theo Von. Theo is one of the funniest stand-up comedians around today. I truly believe it. He's absolutely superb. Has been improving greatly over the last 3-4 years, especially in the last 2 years. Has a Netflix special out, definitely worth watching. And a fantastic podcast as well, where he has pretty legit guests. He's had Jordan Peterson on. And even though Theo is kind of a silly person, he really does ask some good questions and has for a very entertaining show, definitely. And anytime Theo is on with Joe, it's absolutely hilarious, for sure. He's really is such a great dude. He gets off to a great start talking about how he once ate an owl, which Joe may have reminded him might be illegal, which then Theo kind of denies, but carries on with the silliness, just saying that it doesn't have any meat on it. I found it quite funny. He said, "You'd never feed a family of four with owl meat." I don't know. Has anyone eaten an owl? Is that a thing? People eat owl? Seems like a lot of work to even catch an owl. I don't know how serious he was about that, but I'm pretty sure he's from either like Alabama, Louisiana, or something like that. So, you know, I don't know too much about those areas, but there's a good chance they eat owl, is my gross generalization of that. Joe talks a lot about his early days of comedy. I mean, that's really a theme with the podcast too, and it's really cool to hear other comedians, younger comedians like Theo. I think Theo's like 38, and their perspective of what it's like to work through the comedy world today. I mean, Theo's obviously coming at it, you know, 15 plus years later than Joe, maybe 20 years later than Joe, and he has a bit of a different perspective of club owners performing and being on the road. Their paths have been slightly different, but at the same time, it's so incredibly hard. And to hear both their take on it and how they got kind of where they are and how they work through their challenges is really inspiring. Not just if you're into comedy and you want to be a stand-up, but if you're into anything that's very difficult, these types of stories are the things that you'll want to grab onto and find parallels in so you can apply it to the challenges that you're doing. They do talk about what it takes to be liked in the stand-up world. And being that it's a very kind of selective community, really what you have to be is funny and fun to be around. I mean, obviously you have to be funny because you're a stand-up and no one's going to put up with that. And fun to be around is a big part of just kind of any social group. I think that through the years, stand-up comedy's been a little cutthroat. So nowadays, it's really looked down on if you come in with a negative attitude and you want to kind of crush other people. It works out much better if everyone's kind of on the same page, helping each other and just making for a really fun environment, which is what these guys talk a lot about at the Comedy Store, is that camaraderie and how it's just, you know, that much fun to kind of hang out over there. It's a very accepting environment too. So again, as long as you meet that criteria, you can be any kind of person. And they're going to take you on. Theo talks a little bit about dating apps with Joe. Gets into that. I don't think he's dating too much. He says he doesn't like dating apps. What do you guys think of dating apps? Dating apps are a bit of a nightmare. He's 38, so he's probably looking to kind of settle down a little bit. Maybe not, but I mean, he is somewhat famous. So maybe he wants to play the field a little bit. More hard to say, but he struggled with dating apps like many people have, I'm sure, in his position. You know, being a stand-up that gets a lot of notoriety, he's probably not maybe attracting the right people, and he struggles with that. But then he was also saying that he doesn't seem to come a lot either. I didn't really get what that had to do with anything, but it was funny as hell. And then Joe starts talking about how, just imagine if any animal could get any other animal pregnant. And that is like one of the weirdest things I've ever heard somebody say, but it was interesting to think of, right? Imagine if, like, you know, humans could get pigs pregnant, a cow and a pig, a bear and a lion. I mean, if every type of sperm could just create a new species, and then they just go into this for a while, and you can imagine those two are just riffing on some nonsense. They even talk about Aries Shafir maybe getting a certain type of fish pregnant, and it's like half airy, half fish, which is a very funny thing to think about. Then after Theo went on for a bit, Joe said, you know what, I'd really like to see the world through your eyes. And what Joe was getting at there is just that Theo is so silly and so odd that to be able to see the world as Theo does and just kind of point out these really bizarre off-the-cuff observations would kind of be fun. But then Joe suggested that he might have to send Theo to the hospital, of which Theo jumped back at Joe saying that he's far more extraterrestrial, and it was just a funny little exchange. Those guys are silly throughout this whole podcast, which makes it so fun to listen to. And then the conversation stays silly, but kind of gets into something that has a bit more meat to it. They talk a little bit about what to do if you come across a sexual predator. So say you were kind of jogging in the park and someone's in there doing something, jerking off or whatever. What do? Do you just run on? Do you ignore it? It's a question you should think about. It could happen, right? Do you just leave it to the next person who's there? Or do you say something? You know, do you get another guy's attention and say, hey, we can't have this dude doing this. What happens if some kids walk along? And then you call the cops and do whatever you need to do there. It's a weird question. I never thought about it. I don't know what to do. I guess that same thing. You can't just allow that to go on. They finish up the podcast with a couple of points, which are really quite good. And something that Joe's into, universal basic income. If you have listened to Rogan's podcast before, you know somewhat about it. Rogan's kind of into it. He's actually having an economist on soon to talk about it. We get more into it. But it's cool to hear Theo and Joe's kind of take on it. And Theo obviously hasn't heard a lot about it, so he's coming at it from a real layman perspective. But at the same time, that's maybe how a lot of people will understand that issue when it comes up. And lastly, they finish just talking about the legends of comedy, people like Lenny Bruce and George Carlin, who both went to jail for their stand-up, for cussing and basically fighting for what they believe in. They went through a lot and paved the way for Joe and Theo to be the types of stand-ups that they are today. And then for whatever reason, Theo just starts talking about jizz again and how much people can jizz, because that's Theo and he's a lunatic. But it's a great podcast. It really is. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. And guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Peace. Thanks again for listening, and this review was brought to you by Inkabooch Kombucha. Go to inkabooch.com to order your drinks today.